This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So cranes are now starting to arrive in Baltimore to help clear away the wreckage of the bridge, of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The largest crane on the eastern seaboard is en route to Baltimore to do just that. And folks, that aftermath just continues. You know, four people still missing as a result of that terrible collapse, the terrible accident. And again, you know, our thoughts and prayers continue to go out to all those that are affected by this. And obviously, this is going to be a long road ahead, not only in terms of the investigation, but, of course, trying to get this harbor back opened up again so that there can be traffic. Because, you know, you've got a lot of the employees and the people that work, in the shipping industry there, and they're very concerned about when everything is going to be able to start going again to some degree, obviously, because they want to make sure that their jobs are going to still be there. But, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Friday edition, the Good Friday edition of the show. As we said, glad to be with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you would like to opine about the events of the day. Send us a direct message, and we'd be glad to hear from you. You know, in hour number one, I started off by saying it's a tale of two presidents. And I just kind of want to recap that here briefly for those of you who are just joining us now in hour number two. And the tale of two presidents could not be more clear, could not send different messages, could not be showing exactly the difference in terms of what I think the American people would hold dear, would hold sacred, and would hold in the level of importance. And I'm talking, of course, about President Trump. He was in New York in order to honor the fallen New York police officer, Jonathan Diller, who was gunned down earlier this week, of course. And then you also had President Biden. And President Biden decided he was going to go to a fundraiser in New York, along with Presidents Clinton and Obama, and they were taking pictures. They raised about $25 million, evidently, and pictures with the presidents evidently cost $100,000. Now, of course, if you have, I don't know anybody who had extra $100,000 lying around and want to get their picture taken with the Biden, but that's a whole other thing. But Donald Trump was there, and Donald Trump spoke to those in attendance, or spoke to reporters outside at the very least. Of course, met with the widow. They had a one-year-old son, my friends. Now, as we reported last hour as well, Tunnel to Towers is going to pay off the mortgage for their Long Island home. And out of this tragedy, this wonderful act of kindness and hope is just overwhelming to me. It's just overwhelming to me. So Tunnel to Towers, of course, a great organization. And honestly, this is something that I know that the officer, slain officer's family is going to just absolutely appreciate. This is something that President Trump spoke about on Fox News as he was being interviewed by Brian Kilmeade. And I think it's important to hear what he says because, again, this juxtaposition, this tale of two presidents, one fundraising, taking $100,000 pictures and the other going and mourning with a community that has lost one of New York's finest. And let's hear what Donald Trump had to say about this and why President Biden seems to be out of the picture on this. That's not him at all. I think we're going to have that come right back here in just a moment. Sometimes on live radio, folks, so this kind of thing happens. But I think we can back this up a little bit, and we can hear President Trump.
Politically, he can't support the police. I think he's also making a mistake. But I think politically, his base won't let him support the police. And I support the police. I would say at the highest level of any president by far, maybe double or triple. And they knew that. That's why when I walked into that funeral parlor, it was like love. They want to shy away from it. They didn't even call the family.
I think, again, now what President Trump is talking about there again is the fact that he has supported the police. Now, Karine Jean-Pierre, we heard this last hour, she was saying how, well, you know, it's President Biden who's really supported the police his whole career. You know, they've tried to get more for the police. It's the Republicans that have tried to cut the police and cut the, and I'm thinking, my goodness, I mean, what reality is she living in? What about all the calls from the far left to defund the police? You know, where were the Democrats when the cities were being burned down? Where were the Democrats when people were calling for the constant defunding of police and making police and law enforcement out to be the enemy, out to be this, you know, racist mob of, you know, just, you know, what is, insert any evil word here. You know, where were the Democrats? Where was where were these, you know, Democrat leaders at that time? Well, nowhere, you know, at least not going out and supporting the supporting law enforcement. So this is a very, very stark difference. And I really do think it's a misstep. I do think it's a misstep on Biden's part completely. Obviously, they want to raise money, but at the same time, somebody should have figured this out. And a lot of times you wonder, if they can't figure this out, something this obvious, you know, just to postpone something or don't have this dichotomy going on here. You know, what else can't they figure out? What other huge mistakes are they going to make in foreign policy, in the economy, and all these different things? Don't get me started, folks, but we will get started once again when we come back. Got to pay a couple of bills, and we shall return. Stay right there.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Understand that the RNC is considering trying to limit NBC's access at the Republican convention this summer. Gee, you think maybe a little bit in response to what happened to former RNC chair Rona McDaniel over at NBC? This is from Newsmax. By the way, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number. It is the Friday, the Good Friday edition. And you can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send me a direct message this morning. Again, the Republican, this from Newsmax, as I said, the Republican National Committee is mulling whether to limit NBC's access at its convention this summer over the network's decision to dump former RNC chair Rona McDaniel on Tuesday. Politico reported, Republican presumptive nominee Donald Trump and RNC chair Michael Whatley both rallied against NBC's decision to part with McDaniel after 4 days due to the internal uprising over her hiring. Well, it was internal, I guess you could call it that, but it also seemed to be kind of public as well. So I know what they mean by internal. They mean the those who are working for NBC, but gosh, golly, gee whiz. That was all done on the air, as far as I could tell. We're taking a hard look at what this means for NBC's participation at the convention. Danielle Alvarez, a spokesperson for the RNC and the Trump campaign, told Politico, "Our priority is to making sure that this is a world-class event that allows President Trump to feature his message and vision in a fair way." Well, of course, that seemed would be the expectation. The RNC doesn't control the credentialing to the convention. The House Periodical Press Gallery does, but the RNC could impact NBC's access to the perimeter around Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee, host site of the Republican convention, according to the report. The RNC could also affect NBC's space for live shots, transportation, and hotel space, Politico reported. McDaniel made just one appearance on Sunday's Meet the Press after NBC announced it had hired her as an on-air political contributor. But after days of being browbeaten on air by NBC and MSNBC talent, NBC Universal News Group's chair, Cesar Conde, conceded defeat Tuesday night and announced he had parted ways with McDaniel, apologizing to his staff along the way. These radical left lunatics are crazy, and the top people at NBC are weak. They were broken and embarrassed by low ratings, highly overpaid talent. bring back free, fair press, Make America Great Again 2024, Trump posted on Tuesday night after McDaniel was axed. And by the way, this is a term that was used. They did not really axe Ronald McDaniel. There was no violence involved. This is a term that is used in order to convey a particular happening or event that was, you know, rather unpleasant, I'm sure. But again, this is how language is used many times. And that's why when Trump's, I just want to, you know, say this really quick. That's why when Trump talked about there would be a bloodbath, that he did not mean the blood shall run through the streets of America if I'm not elected. That's not what he said. It was going to be an economic bloodbath, and this term is used quite regularly to describe when something goes really wrong economically, either for a particular company or something in the larger economy. Again, it's akin to saying, well, they invested their money and then they lost their shirt. And then you go, really? Did they? They really did? And that seems to be really, that adds insult to injury, doesn't it? Do you lose your money and then they take away your shirt? Well, of course not. And this is just how ridiculous things have gotten. But it will be interesting to see if they actually do carry through on something like that. I think a lot of people are, and this again, this is another amazing example of what the left is really like. You know, and a lot of times I think it's just because they could attack her in that sense. You know, so they have all this outrage and they're going to say this and say that. But really, it's a target of opportunity to a great degree. It's just a win. It's just a W in their column that, you know, they were able to affect this. And they probably, you know, rub their hands together and go, okay, well, we got that one and now we'll do another at some point. And that's just, you know, par for the course. It's Tuesday, for goodness sakes. That's I think, how they look at it. And unfortunately, there are people that appear on these Sunday shows or on these panel discussions, you know, that I don't really have some respect for, let's say. But I do understand what the networks are doing. They're putting together a lot of different voices. And, you know, it used to be, too, that would be, you know, considered a good thing only because you could make up your own mind or you could see just how goofy somebody really is. And, you know, but this whole thing with Ronan McDaniel just seemed to go beyond the pale. Now, there are many conservatives who probably are not huge fans of Ronan McDaniel in that sense. And I hear that and I get that and so forth. But I think beyond that, this whole episode was another demonstration that when the left decides that you can't speak, when the left decides that you're not worthy, right, when the left decides that you're an enemy of the state, which is really what they've declared Donald Trump to be. Let's just be honest about that. They've declared Donald Trump to be an enemy of the state, but they couch it in the terms that he's trying to take away your democracy. To wit, the Adam Schiff commercial. I saw another one earlier tonight. I'm trying to do things, and Adam Schiff commercial comes on, and they actually say, essentially, you know, he protected America from Donald Trump and the insurrectionists. He protected our democracy against Donald Trump and the insurrectionists. You know, this is so silly. You can't even wrap your head around it. But again, this whole thing, all this stuff is designed to demonstrate to you who's boss, to demonstrate to you that if you don't have the right party line, just like in the Soviet Union, right? If you didn't have the right party line, then you were going to become an enemy of the state. And as I said, they simply couch it in the phraseology nowadays of your defending democracy. It's just, that's what we do, you know. And so it's just really kind of sad to see how this actually does play out. Well, once again, folks, 949-822-7959 is the number to call. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message this morning. We always love hearing from you. We got a lot of great calls, by the way, on the program yesterday, and that's always a real treat. And, one of the things, too, we like to hear from our callers. You know, we like to hear what they have to say. We like to hear what their perspective is. And kind of mix it up in that regard. So it is always great to hear from our great listeners. And we're getting more all the time because we're hearing from more people all the time. And I really appreciate that so very much. And I appreciate everybody out there who's actually telling their friends about the program, because it really does mean a lot to me. Well, turning to a rather serious note here. Rather serious note. And we're going to, by the way, we're going to be talking about this as well with our good friend Frank Salvato in hour number four. He's going to be returning to the program tonight after he wasn't feeling too well. He's a little under the weather recently, but he's going to be back with us this morning, and I'm really looking forward to it. We often talk about the Middle East, and we often talk about the terrorist mindset and so forth. Well, this from the Mirror, ISIS is now calling for, quote, lone wolves, unquote, to engage in a Ramadan massacre of Christians and Jews across the U.S., Europe, and Israel. A spokesperson for the evil extremists, also known as the Islamic State, sickeningly praised the horrendous Moscow terror attack that killed 140 people in Russia last week. On Thursday, the jihadists took to encrypted messaging app Telegram to call on, quote, lone wolves to target Christians and Jewish people, especially in U.S., Europe, and Israel, traveling, I should say, in Israel as well, during the holy month of Ramadan. Spokesperson also claimed that the presence of American troops in Iraq will, quote, lead to more attacks from the group. It comes as he commemorates the 10-year anniversary of ISIS's declaration of a caliphate in Iraq and Syria in 2014. So, folks, again, yeah, we talk about a lot of things on this program, but this is one of these things just absolutely is beyond the pale. Stay right there, folks. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. We will return.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
U.S. USA News update. The court proceedings concerning former President Trump's attempt to have his Georgia election interference case dismissed on First Amendment grounds have ended. Trump's chief attorney contended in court Thursday that the indictment should be dismissed because the actions taken by the former president regarding the 2020 election constituted political speech and advocacy. Next month, the House will send the impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate. Last month, House Republicans impeached Mayorkas over his management of the U.S.-Mexico border situation. A federal judge Thursday sentenced Sam Bankman-Fried to 25 years in prison for his leading role in one of the biggest financial scandals in American history, capping the stunning fall of the former cryptocurrency magnate and one-time Washington mega-donor. The judge handing down the sentence almost 5 months after a jury found Bankman-Fried guilty. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren. Gloria.
All right, the program, once again, is flying by. I'm not surprised, but this is part of our job, everybody. This is part of what we do, and we do it organically. We make sure your morning, your overnight is just going by as fast as it can. And especially if you're working this morning, if you're driving a big rig, if you are making deliveries, if you're in law enforcement or first responder, if you're up with us or working a shift overnight, whatever it might be, one of our great privileges on this program is to make sure that we get through the night and it goes by quickly and everything is good. I mean, that's, you can't ask for more than that. At least that's our goal. That's what we strive for, and we appreciate you being there very, very much. Well, I'll tell you what, let's head over to the telephone lines because we appreciate Iron Mike very, very much, and really glad that you called this morning, Iron Mike. Glad to talk to you.
Yeah, on the bridge, I've been under that bridge with my yacht coming from Connecticut to Florida.
Oh, wow.
And I am also, I've had a course with Perkins and Volvo on maintenance of diesels, and there's several things could happen, but if that has water in the fuel, and they just fueled up. Is that water would give it more problems than anything else because it gets into the injectors and it'll kill the engine. But there'd be enough fuel in the lines from the dockage to where that ship was heading for the boat. And they had maintenance on that boat in Baltimore mm-hmm. before it left our ship. The captain of that boat acted as responsible as I think anyone could. The first thing he did was contact the bridge captain to shut the thing down, and he called for any tugboats to try to, you know, grab. He did all he could, mm-hmm. and I don't believe the captain. Of course, you know, they sometimes go for him, but the chief engineer on the boat, who's a, you know, he could be a graduate of New York Maritime Academy or a really good school, but they do vary. So, you know, you've got really good ones. I have a good friend that spent 30 years on the ocean, and I talked to him many times about ship maintenance and stuff and problems they had. Either the maintenance was faulty or the fuel was faulty.
Well,
there'd be enough fuel in the lines, good fuel in the lines, there'd be enough to get that thing off the dock and heading for that. And keep in mind, they were a distance away from that bridge, which it takes about a boat of that size takes about a mile and a quarter to get it stopped. And if you don't have reverse engines, it takes longer.
Yeah.
So he hit that bridge pretty hard.
Yeah, you're right about that. And I did see something about what they call dirty fuel, so water or other contaminants. I mean, that seems, because it seems to me, Iron Mike, that this happened like right after they pulled out of port, you know, or from the dock. And then suddenly this was a catastrophic problem right then and there. But I do appreciate what you're saying about the captain too. From what we're learning now in the aftermath of that, yeah, it seems like they were trying to mitigate this as much as possible, and it just, you know, because there are conspiracy theories that start up out there and so forth, but it does seem like, yeah, they were trying to stop this as much as possible.
One other thing, it's not on the same subject, but something you were talking about.
Sure.
That funeral, you can bet that Donald Trump paid for it. He has a reputation. Every time a fireman or a policeman was killed in action in New York City, he would take care of the family.
Wow. Wow.
Well, this is before he ever ran for president and everything else. That man has been generous all his life. And one other thing about Donald Trump, you remember that young Marine that crossed over to Mexico and he had a rifle or whatever in the car, legitimately, or in the truck, his pickup truck, and they ended up 8 months in jail and they beat the hell out of him and treated him like dirt? Donald Trump sent him $10,000.
Wow.
To get started in life. That's the way he was. And I'll tell you something else. Mm-hmm. That same thing happened at Roosevelt Town in New York, which goes across to, I believe it's Prescott, but in Canada. A soldier on leave had a gun in his thing, but it's confusing there. I've been across that bridge. Well, anyway, when he arrived in the Canadian thing, by mistake, they took his car or truck and they held him overnight, but they checked him out and they gave him a damn good breakfast, as he said. And then they released him and said, your gun will be ready at U.S. Customs on the other side of the bridge.
Hmm.
They did not treat him with any disrespect.
Yeah.
And that's the difference between the North and the South.
Very much so.
And the other thing is, this Obrador is a communist. And you remember he threatened the United States the other day?
Oh, yeah, I saw. Yeah, he was. No. Yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah, well, anyway, I'll let the line off for other important things.
No, Iron Mike, I'm so glad to hear from you this morning, and it's just great to talk with you, and I hope that we hear from you again real soon.
Mm-hmm. Hey, good luck. Bye.
Take care. Thanks, Iron Mike, everybody. And I'm really glad to hear from Iron Mike this morning, absolutely. And, we are learning more about the step-by-step of what happened with this cargo container ship. But still, I mean, this is, no matter what, it's still a terrible tragedy. And it does point up the idea that, you know, if there are ways of protecting bridges from this kind of a mishap or this kind of an accident, it's a confluence of events that happens. That sometimes no matter what you do, you just can't avoid it. The last line of defense might be some other kind of barriers around these pylons or support columns or railings underneath that could help to try to divert anything. Because not only in terms of mishaps, but what happens if you really do have a terrorist attack that actually does this on this kind of thing on purpose? So you definitely have to be thinking about that moving forward. Whatever bridge is rebuilt in the path of this destroyed Francis Scott Key Bridge, they'll have to take all these things into consideration. Well, you know, Joe Biden, and part of this big shift on Israel policy has to do, of course, with what's happening in Michigan with certain constituency groups who are unhappy with how Biden has, quote, handled the Israel-Hamas war. Well, Biden might have some other, and the Democrats might have some other issues having to do with Michigan, but also with Missouri. This from Newsweek. In newly released data on initial jobless claims, two states had notable spikes in mass layoffs, primarily in the automobile and manufacturing sectors. Missouri and Michigan saw increases of 1,443 and 1,204, respectively, in jobless claims filed the week ending March 16th. In Missouri, the automobile industry bore the brunt of the layoffs. And in Michigan, the manufacturing sector did, the Department of Labor reported. The new data follows an increase in the national unemployment rate in February as states across the country have faced a rise in job losses. And I tell you what, folks, we're getting ready to head out to the break here in just a few moments. So we've got Mel who's holding on, who just called in. But Mel, if you can hold on through the break, we'll talk briefly on the other side of this short break. So, or if you want to call back later on, you're welcome to do that as well. But we're going to get ready to head out to the break. And so that means, folks, we're going to be returning here in just about two shakes or so. So once again, don't forget, we'll be talking with Denise Simon, by the way, in the next segment. Get her take on things. And then later on, in hour number four, we got Frank Silvato making his return to the program this morning. 949-822-7959 is the number. KyleWarrenShow.com is the website. And we love to hear from you. Stay right there, because we are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items
will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Good Friday edition of the program. And we're glad that you're there. And we're going to be talking with Denise Simon here in just a few moments after we talk with Mel calling in from New York. And then also we've got another great song lined up by request. So we've got a lot to do in this segment. But let's start off with Mel in New York. Good morning, Mel.
Yes, good morning, Kyle. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Joe Biden had mentioned that we, the taxpayers, would be on the hook to pick up the repair of the bridge collapse. You drive an automobile. I drive an automobile. I pay auto insurance. I understand it will take a while for that to be settled, and If I were to ever have an accident or somebody were to run into me and to be reimbursed or gain an award in regards of settlement. But he never mentioned that about this barge that caused the collapse. That company who owns that barge is from Singapore. Singapore is what relationship to China? But not only, I think there's a somewhat of a close connection between the two entities, Singapore and China. But they have to, I'm sure that they carry insurance.
They're wholly responsible for this, for every aspect of this. Exactly right. And they're going to try to cap their whatever payouts. But this is the huge thing. I mean, they're going to be insured through Lloyd's of London, and ultimately, is what I understand. And yeah, there's going to be a lot of back and forth about this, but they are responsible for it.
Yeah, but this Biden never mentioned anything. Like, he made it sound as though we are going to pick up the tab without any reimbursement.
Well, sure. Yeah, because it sounds like a campaign pledge then, basically.
Right, but you don't campaign on, you know, listen, you're Americans, you're going to have to pay for this. We're going to let these other people go. This guy, I mean, the Democrats, I don't know, they just, it's, I don't know what to say about that. It's just, he angers me, this guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't belong in that Oval Office at all. And just that, I mean, the party in general, the DNC, the Democrat Party, it's a party of death and destruction.
Yeah.
As far as I am concerned, I have deep contempt for them because I know they have deep contempt for me and all patriots across this country.
Yeah.
But anyway,
well,
that's what my question was.
Well, cool.
Or, you know,
I do appreciate it so much, Mel. We're glad to hear from you this morning. I know we'll talk again real soon. Take care.
Yes. Yeah, bye.
All right, take care. And that was Mel calling from New York. We didn't hear Rocky the Rooster in the background this morning, so I'm sure he's okay and doing just fine. But we love to hear the rooster as well. All right, folks, by request, this from Driver Ron. Because it's Freedom Friday, we had Philadelphia Freedom in the first hour, song to keep you going this morning. And in this hour, we've got Freedom 90. And this also brings back some memories. A little bit of George Michael, the late, great George Michael, Freedom 90. Here we go. This morning, and that is Freedom 90. And that's off Listen Without Prejudice, I think volume number one. That's what they called it back then. But and that song's kind of cool. It's got a cool kind of a vibe to it. And Driver Ron, I thought it would be a great addition to Freedom Friday, because we have Country Music Monday, Times 2 Tuesday, we got Rewind Wednesday, Throwback Thursday, Freedom Friday. And so tonight, two songs that actually have the title, or have the word freedom in the title. So we can't get much better than that. And of course, I'm going to ask Denise Simon that. It can't get much better than that, can it, Denise?
True enough. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Denise Simon is with us, everybody, of course. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, well, you know what, Denise? It is the Good Friday edition, of course. But we've got a lot happening. You know, I thought the Tale of Two Presidents was very compelling on Thursday. You know, we had Trump going to the funeral of the slain NYPD officer, and you had Joe Biden getting pictures taken for $100,000 a pop.
Four presidents in one state.
Yep. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I can't think of anything more disgusting and more elitist than charging $100,000 to get your picture taken with them.
Yeah.
There is such an arrogance in that, such a detached snobbery in that. It's so I would say that if anybody did that, it is probably those that were there as the entertainers, because they just, you know, that would be right up their alley, wouldn't it?
Well, sure. And, you know, you were mentioning on the program yesterday, too, about how, you know, Obama seems to be quite concerned about where this campaign is going. Mm-hmm. He calls the White House all the time. And there he is, you know, with this, you know, very, I mean, a very decadent kind of a campaign stop, it would seem. I mean, beyond what they typically can be. But you're right. There's an arrogance to all this, which really shows the disconnect between people trying to make a living every day.
And how many police officers were assigned yesterday to build security and do the sweeps and all that other kind of stuff at Radio City Music Hall and Times Square and all that, that couldn't, you know, attend the wake?
Yeah. Well, exactly. That's a very, very good point. And even just the optics of it all, why couldn't the Biden campaign and the Biden White House just see that this was not a good day to do this? I mean, they actually just wrote the campaign commercials for Donald Trump, you know, by even being there.
At least one of them. That's right.
Yeah.
And it's not like that Biden couldn't have paid respects, because this event was held last night. So he had all day yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you're right. All day yesterday to do that. But Karine Jean-Pierre just says, well, our hearts go out to him. The president is always supportive of the police. And blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah.
You said it, Denise. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back after the top of the hour news. More with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and more with me. Stay right there.
Bird Watch. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.